Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and we're in April, guys. Happy spring. Andy Cohen's here, editor of Counselor Magazine. How are you, Andy?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Joe Haley is here. Joe, it looks like you've got some interesting
did that just for Michelle.
Products to show us.
I did it before.
I'm sure you'll share soon.
For our favorite products.
And that's apparently right. You're a fan of Boise State.
Joe's always a good
I love a blue football
brings
field.
His favorite product.
He does. Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resource, is here and winner of the recent Jesse H. Neal Award for Business Journalism.
Thank
Congratulations,
you.
Michelle.
Thank you.
Kathy Houston is here. I saw you.
Winner of nothing.
You won.
Our affection.
You won a folio award this year, Kathy.
Well, yes,
soon
yes.
We forget. And I saw you last night at Rita's having some ice cream.
Uh-huh. A delicious vanilla cone with rainbow sprinkles.
I love Rita's.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Wow. Oh, yeah. My. Interesting.
Custard. Did you go for the ice cream?
The custard is great.
Really?
Yeah.
I see.
Love it.
Craig Veltri is managing the tech booth as
Shout
usual.
Shout out for Readers.
Vinny Driscoll is going to be answering your phone call today. If you want to hear Vinny's voice, and win a $25 Visa gift card just for calling in, call us today, 215-953-4979. We're talking about creative spring-themed promotions, but of course, we'll take your calls on any topic that you'd like to talk to us about. Again, that number is 215-953-4979. Give us a call right now. Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Kathy's going to tell you how to drive sales all on your own, just like a big boy. Andy has dying markets
or
to avoid.
Or I'm
girl.
A big boy.
Andy has some diet markets to avoid.
Diet markets?
Dying markets, like, you know, they're going. Tips for branding your small business. Michelle has a look at that. I have a look at using humor in promotions. We have another results from an Amex study, how small businesses need help with search engine marketing. Women in sales, what they do differently. Kathy's going to tell us that. We have some other topics, but we'll start it all off with the industry news in 60 seconds, Andy.
Take it away, Andy.
Thank you, guys. We begin this morning with supplier acquisition news. Inipac has been sold in a private transaction. New majority owner David Ely is now the company's CEO, but the company's current sales, customer service, and management teams will remain the same. Former owner Edward McCrink has now retired. On to general employment news. Payroll firm ADP reported last week that U.S. employment increased by 201,000 private sector jobs in March. Separately, Intuit Inc.'s Small Business Employment Index revealed that businesses with 20 employees or less created about 50,000 new jobs in March. More supplier news now. Minnesota-based Custom HPC confirmed to Counselor last week that it has retained an outside law firm to formulate a financial and operational restructuring plan. Company CEO Larry Wilhelm said Custom HPC is dealing with losses and negative net worth, but that, quote, none of this has or will affect our service to distributors. Plus, follow Promogram today for an exclusive interview with American Apparel CEO Dov Charney as he comments on the company's financial situation. And finally, also make sure to check out the Joe Show in Promogram this afternoon. Joe, what's on tap for today?
Andy, we're going to help you get into Speedo shape with the Carb Cookbook.
I need a little of that.
I think we all do. Andy, that's great about Promogram. Dov Charney rarely
Dov Charney
gives
speaks.
Exclusive interviews.
I know
he gave one to Michelle Bell.
Michelle interviewed him. Michelle, yes. What do you have to say?
He was great, as always. I like Dov Charney. He was forthright and a little kooky.
He's kind of kooky, isn't he?
He's a little kooky, but that's why we love him. He's very entrepreneurial.
All right, we'll check out today's Promogram to find out more about what he has to say about American Apparel. We're going to start taking calls now. If anyone has questions or ideas for creative spring-themed promos, give us a call, 215-953-4979. And on line three this morning, we have Walter. Good morning, Walter.
Yes, good morning. How are you all this morning?
Good, thanks. How are you all?
Oh, doing fine, thank you. I did a spring promo quite a while ago using seated cards and kind of to make it a little bit more special since blue bonnets are the state flower of Texas, which is where I am. I decided to go ahead and do a blue bonnet card, but to make it in the state of Texas shape to kind of make it a little bit different. So that's one of the promos that I did for the springtime, especially since now is the time where blue bonnets are blooming and blanket the roads of Texas.
That's great. How did that promotion turn out?
It did very, very well. I got a lot of positive response from it.
That's great. Well, you have to send us some blue bonnets. We need some blooming up here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, sure. I sure will.
All right. Well, thanks, Walter. Thanks for calling and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Okay, thanks.
And on line two, we have Mitzi. Good morning, Mitzi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Well, I'm looking to do a clever promotion for spring targeting new customers. So can you give me any ideas?
So rather than just a regular promotion, you want a clever one.
Is that correct? Just a run-of-the-mill one.
All right, Joe Haley. Joe Show.
Come on.
You've done a lot of great spring things.
Well, people are still, just getting outside now. They've been locked up all winter, so why not send out balsa wood gliders locked up? Not
locked up like in a pen?
They've been inside. Balsa wood gliders and, little balsa wood helicopters, I think, are great ideas. It gets people outside. Your sales can soar to new heights with us can be your little tagline for that.
Ooh, how about soaring to new heights? How about kites?
Yeah.
There you go. Kites as well. It's a great thing. It's usually
Frisbees.
Windy.
I know you like your Frisbees.
Yes.
What about other growth? I mean, Earth Day is right around the corner.
Yeah,
so.
Earth Day is around the corner. What we just got in the mail was a packet of forget-me-nots for a realtor to say, don't forget about me if you're looking to sell your
house.
Cute. Don't forget about me for referrals if you know someone who's looking to buy a house or looking to sell their house.
I think if you're trying to target new people, send, something like, we'll help you grow your business with a promotional product. I don't know. It could be a ruler. It could be anything that shows measurement with case histories, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the case history
is
really
great.
Important.
And the thing that was my favorite product last week, the turf and tin, is grass seed that grows in a tin like anywhere. So that's kind of a good thing for growing your business or, will help you grow or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Besides products that grow, I would think with Earth Day, a lot of recycled and earth-friendly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure, absolutely. A lot of stuff being made out of bamboo, apparel, cookingware, dishware, flatware, drinkware, a lot of stuff made out of bamboo. So it's great for an Earth Day promotion because it can be printed with a water-soluble ink, so you don't have to worry about having to wash your screens with harsh chemicals, and it doesn't do anything to the bamboo. The imprint's going to look nice, and it doesn't harm the environment, lessens someone's carbon footprint.
Yeah, they're clever ideas.
All right, that's what
you
were looking for, Mitzi.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. And on line one, we have Tina. Good morning, Tina.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thanks.
My question is, I was wondering if you could give me some product ideas that can tie in with a spring promotion.
Okay, well, hopefully you heard some that we just gave.
I did, yeah.
To Mitzi. Okay, good. Any others, Joe?
Spring promotions, I think tote bags. If you're looking at Earth Day coming up April 22nd and your clients are involved in local municipality events, they can give out tote bags. There's going to be a walk-in billboard around that event where they get put all their literature that they pick up and all the variety of tents and exhibits that a lot of these towns are putting on.
I've also seen a lot of fun logo gardening tools and things like that.
Yeah.
Like planters and...
Mm-hmm. How about a poncho or an umbrella with something like We've Got You Covered?
Yeah, that's cute for like spring showers.
I like the pet umbrella. Have you guys seen that?
Mm-hmm. That's adorable. I love that.
Who is it? I think it's Hammerker Schlemmer.
Yeah,
that
makes it's so cute.
But it's actually, you hold it the opposite way you would hold one for yourself.
Obviously, right.
You hold it down, and it's got like a little bubble that goes over the pet, and they have it in different sizes.
Yeah.
I think it would be really hard, though, if you had like a Great Dane or something.
You take a beach umbrella.
For little pooches, I think it would be good. Umbrella one's a really great one.
It's
Sorry,
also
Andy.
The beginning specifically in the Northeast, but in any northern area of grilling season for the spring. So, take advantage of people that are looking to spark up their grills again. There's a lot of tools that are for grills.
How about the customized barbecue sauce where you can put a label on that, with the company logo?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Any outdoor product. Because it's spring. Joe said, we're getting outside now.
We've been locked up.
That's right.
We've been locked up for the winter.
All right. Well, thank you, Tina. I hope that gives you some ideas.
It does
and
matter.
Stay on the line for your Visa gift card. It's not too late to give us a call today with any ideas you have of successful spring promotions you may have done as a self-promo or for clients. Call us at 215-953-4979. We're going to pause right now for a message from today's show sponsor. When we return, Kathy's going to tell us how to drive sales all by yourself.
This portion of ASI Radio is sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. Now, this is a situation a lot of people in the industry are in. I think that they're solopreneurs. Is that how you pronounce it, Andy?
Yes. We just did a story on them, in fact.
We did. I thought so in Counselor Magazine.
You bet.
Anyway, so you're the head honcho, and yet You've got to drive sales too. Kathy, what are some tips for doing
That's right. Well, some of the experts, including Ryan Powell of Brazen Careerist, says don't be so hasty to hire a bunch of salespeople, which is what he did, which he says was a big mistake when he first launched his company. And then he fired them all.
Good
so
for him.
He says in the early stages, founders should be doing the majority of the selling because you know your product and you know the benefits, and you can really tout them. Find free salespeople, and they say they're everywhere. One big misperception is that salespeople cost you money, but good ones don't, because a lot of salespeople are willing to work for a great company with great products and ideas for commission only. Mm-hmm. So that really doesn't
cost
you.
And this industry has a lot of commission only.
They
sure
do, and actually we're coming out with a big advantages compensation survey in May, and that'll tell you how, you know, whether
what
it's straight commission,
is.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm.
That's
we have
what
a lot of blah, blah, blah in advantages.
That's what you have to say about compensation.
That's right. Have your customers join your sales force, which, okay, this one's obvious. Customers that love your product are in the best position to refer you to other businesses, you know, because they love your company and they can explain what it is you do. And I think this one is good, too. Drive sales through speaking engagements and writing. So you put yourself out there as an expert and people know where to go when they need your type of services.
That's good. Very good advice. And, you know, one thing that I do like and I've heard a lot is when you are just starting out, instead of hiring a salespeople, it may be better to hire an administrative person if you find yourself getting really busy.
That's right.
Then, you know, let someone else take care of that work, which is not as high-value work.
Exactly.
As, I mean, you're still the best person.
And especially
to
these
sell
days, you know, college kids are going to be on break soon. They can help you out with some graphic designing and maybe some copywriting if
yep.
they're doing an internship for you.
And how about
they
summer interns?
Cheap. That's right.
Well, how about them?
Well, thanks. Kathy, you're going to put some of that advice online at asicentral.com/radio. And we have a visitor this morning. Wow, he just dropped in. Dan Taylor from Bam Bams is here. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Hey, Dan.
Good. Thanks for coming in to the radio show. We love when we have guests.
We need some Bam Bam noisemakers.
Now, our last two guests have been Wayne Brady and Laura Bush, so hopefully you can
live up to
good
company.
I'll try to keep up.
Well, they're in good company.
Dan, tell us what's happening at Bam Bam these days.
Well, a lot of good things. We've added many products this year. We're over 500 specific products. And so that's probably up about 20% from last year.
Wow, that's higher than the industry growth rate right now.
Yeah, and revenue continues to grow. Some interesting things happening. We're looking for new office space because of our growth, and things are looking up.
You're looking here in Trevose, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, we'll come up next. Oh,
okay.
It looks like, based on your parking lot, I don't think you have any more room.
That's a good point. There's not much space there. That's
well,
good
now,
point.
20% growth is phenomenal. To what do you attribute some of that growth?
Well, obviously, we're aggressive with marketing, and we spend a lot of money, specific target marketing. We do ESP, obviously, and some print marketing, and we're active at the shows, and we have some interesting products, and I think that always drives new distributors to us.
Now, Dan, we have a lot of distributors that are listening in on the radio this morning that are looking for cool ideas. You guys do a lot of fun stuff, a lot of fun products. What kind of interesting things are you seeing distributors do with the products that you guys offer these days?
Well, our products are popular at sporting events, and the fan participation products. And so we try to stay ahead of the game. We look for new innovative products. We have an inventor on the West Coast who is regularly inventing new products for us, and so we introduce them. It takes a while to get traction, but the distributors are looking for new opportunities, and we try to bring that to them every year.
One of your new products I just saw is the Howler.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It looks very noisy, which I like.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, it's a your logo goes on either side on the handles, which are large, and you pull it out, has this toy in the middle that spins around and howls.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's a spinning top. Shaped like it's just an oval, and when it spins it makes a noise, and so the handles are printable. They're cardboard, and we print those four color process both sides, so it's a nice marketing size, and it's fan participation. And I know you can't see my hands moving on the air, but
you're on video.
There you go.
Actually,
hi guys.
You
so you're moving your hands back and forth and spinning the top, and so you can see the message even from TV, and there's a little light small noise, so it's not too obnoxious. But if you're nervous and you're not sure if your team's going to win the game, you can burn off some nervous energy that way.
That's great. Well, you got to get in the Olympics and replace those cowbells and all the other
things that they've
got. Vuvuzelas.
those for sure. All right. Well, we're going to take a call. We've been talking this morning about creative ideas for spring promotions, and we have Bob online, too, who's got a comment. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
How are you guys?
Good. You had a comment about spring promotions?
Well, actually, I just wanted to second what Kathy said just a moment ago, getting out there. Last week, I had an opportunity to speak at two different networking events. And I was really amazed. I had at least half a dozen people on both occasions walk up to me after the meeting. And yesterday I made an appointment with a guy who was apologizing that he couldn't make the meeting, but he still wanted to talk to me. So I'm set for an appointment later this week. And I have to say I got some interest from companies that I never would have thought would be up for promotional products. So
that's great, Bob. What are some of the things that you talked about?
Well, one of the big things I talk about is return on investment, as most people do. But people, it's amazing. They don't really understand what it is, and they don't understand how to track it. And to me, it's like falling off a log. And why wouldn't you want to know where you're getting your clients from?
That's right.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Bob, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. We have another caller on line one, Stanley. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. Are you out in California today?
Oh, yeah. Bright and sunny.
Aw.
Well, we love it that you wake up to call on the radio show. Stanley, what's your comment?
Well, one of the things we're working on right now is a promotion for spring. We got a client that we're using this ink that's photosensitive so that their design indoors is somewhat black and white, but the minute they're going outdoors and they're doing this big picnic, that all the colors on the shirt, on the imprint, come alive. And
that's really neat.
There's actually some pretty incredible colors, like the car and a boat, and it's really, it just brightens up, and it gets everybody in the mood for summer coming and spring is here, and I thought it was kind of an interesting idea. And now we're actually going to be talking about doing a bag for them like that.
That's very cool. Well, if you send us one, maybe one of us will wear it on the radio show.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in, Stanley. You have a great day, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card. All right. So small businesses are always looking to brand themselves in a positive way. And, Michelle, you've got some tips for us this morning.
I do. And the first one would be find out what your values are and what you represent. Stick to that. And that's what you really want to tout. The next thing is having a great logo is extremely important right now. Companies can invest anywhere between $800 to a few thousand dollars in a logo, which can really help you out. I think actually you can get one for a lot cheaper than that if you go to an art school and maybe do a contest among art students. You could probably come up with something.
And let me
really
tell you,
good.
They're Definitely. Really talented. Yeah. You know what I mean?
$800 seems a little pricey for me. We know I think you could go to an art school. You got to figure out what your competitors are doing and, more importantly, what they aren't doing and fill that void. A lot of people still don't have blogs for their companies, and that's really one way to kind of set yourself apart and really kind of brand your company's personality and kind of put out there, you know, what you're able to do for your clients.
I think that point you just made about looking at what your competitors do and then filling a void is something that not enough people actually spend time doing. They just decide that they're a great service provider, so they're going to brand themselves as a great service provider, and that's really just it. But, you know, maybe that's exactly what the guy down the street is doing. You know?
Right.
So you really do have to do a little bit of research. Find out what the promotional products companies in your area are doing and look at where the opportunity is and then go after that opportunity as hard as you can.
On that note, two more points, but one would be to maybe once a quarter bring in a focus group. Offer them lunch, people in your area, people you've done business with, people who don't do business with you anymore. Bring in a different group of people, kind of mix them all together.
That's a great idea.
Have lunch and find out, you know, what they're looking for, what they want from you, what they're what maybe the people that they're working with now aren't giving to them, that you could kind of fill that void. Lastly, an idea would be to... Here's something not to do. Don't kind of be a rabid self-promoter. You want to offer content to people. So, for example, if you do have a blog, use that to, you know, put up case histories, testimonials, things you've done for clients. You don't want to just kind of beat the bandwagon about how great your company is. You really need to show what your company has done rather than just keep saying, we're so great, we have the best customer service. Why do you have the best customer service?
Right.
How have you, you know, used that?
It's such a great point, especially online. If you're, you know, trying to market yourself in online social media or any sort of social network area, the importance of giving value to people, giving information that they can really use in their own businesses, that will brand you enough. You don't need to do more than
Absolutely.
That. And yet, if you do, then you start to turn people off. So we actually have a cover story coming out in Counselor in the May issue on how to succeed in social networking. And that's one of the main points is, you know, get out there, but make sure you're doing it in a valuable way and providing information that people really can use.
Well, those are some really good tips, and we're going to put those online, asicentral.com/radio. Okay, Andy, this month's cover story and Counselor are 9 hot industries, emerging
yes.
markets that we should sell to. There are also markets that are not so hot right now. You're going to tell us today about some dying markets.
Yeah, here are some industries that a new survey shows are some places that distributors may want to avoid. So some industries that are losing revenue and are projected to continue to lose more revenue over the next few years. So I'll offer a few here. We'll put the rest on our website. But the first is wired
communications.
Easy for me to say. Communications carriers. So obviously wireless is exploding, but the wired communication world, the landline phones that you have in your house, those are really decreasing. So
right.
This forecast actually shows revenues forecast to decline by 37% by 2016. So that's an industry that is going down while others are going up. So stay away from there. A few more. Newspaper publishing obviously is struggling. There are some newspapers that
That's
are strong,
sad.
But most of it has moved online. So maybe there's an opportunity to move from the print newspaper world to the online. Another one is DVD game and video rental. You know, how many people walk into a Blockbuster anymore?
Do Blockbusters selling off all their stuff?
Yeah. No, they went bankrupt and they're essentially liquidating, but not fully. But yeah, they're basically out. The small mom and pop video rental store is gone.
What about Netflix? There.
Well, Netflix is obviously around,
right,
but
because
they're
not a brick and mortar.
Right, they're an online provider, so it's the actual stores that are essentially gone. You know, this says that the revenues have declined 35% between 2000 and 2010, and will go down another 10% over the next few years. So that's one that if you were in that market before, I wouldn't expect to be there anymore. And then the last one I want to mention, which is pretty interesting, that touches this kind of this market a little bit, is apparel manufacturing. That's just domestic, but obviously domestic apparel manufacturing has significantly decreased over the last few years and is really expected to continue that decline as apparel companies really import more of their goods from China and other places in Asia.
All right, and as Andy said, we're going to put the rest of those industries online. And, of course, if you want to find out the best markets to target right now, check out this issue of Counselor. Andy, give us one that's good.
Well, a new one is alternative energy.
You
know, so we talk in that story about some traditional ones like automotive and education and those kind of things, those kind of markets. But alternative energy is one that distributors are increasingly finding is a great one that, you know, it's new and obviously growing. They need a lot of help in their marketing efforts. So distributors are helping them out in that area.
All right. Well, check out Counselor Magazine for that. Joe, we've talked a lot today about some fun spring promos, but how can distributors use humor in promos in general? What are some ideas?
Well, if you take some cues from just this past Friday was April Fool's Day, some big companies did some fun things. Starbucks announced that it was responding to customers' request for beverage sizes, and they introduced the 128-ounce Plenta and the 2-ounce Micra as a new coffee. But it was all a joke, April Fool's joke. Nike, on the same day, released a video revealing the secrets behind where they get the air for their air shoes. You know, you
right.
pump the air in, and they actually get that from athletes. They had a video component to this. And then finally, GameStation added an immortal soul clause into their terms and conditions in which customers – if they opt out, they wouldn't have to give up their mortal soul. Actually, they collected 7,500 souls that day. And for people who actually opt out, who read through all the terms and conditions and opted out, they didn't want to give the company their mortal soul. They gave them a $5 coupon for playing more games. So the idea is to be light and, funny, but be careful, because what's funny for some people might not be funny to everyone. So you got to tread carefully. And also, with any of these things, follow up. I mean, what GameStation did was pretty good. They actually followed up with people who read through their terms and condition and offered them a $5 coupon. And, you know, you might also want to, just like any other marketing plan, have a call to action in there. But think of what's funny, you know, and put it out there. I think people remember it. Most people remember the funny commercials from the Super Bowl.
They do.
They do.
Oh, that's
indeed.
That's it.
My son totally nailed me on April Fool's Day when he came home from school and said that seven kids in his class had lice. I was hook, line,
and sinker.
Who
told them to do that, Donna?
No. They, like, other kids in the class came up with it, and they were all doing it to their parents. I got nailed.
Did you feel itchy?
He has no place. He couldn't get lice.
All right. Well, in the next issue, current issue of Vantages, we have our Women to Watch Award winners.
Yes, we do.
And Kathy, you have a few words today on what women in sales do differently.
Okay. Well, people say many times women are more in tune with the needs of the customer's emotions because, you know, we just are. And this one, I think, is like, duh. Men are sometimes more competitive, believe it or not, guys. According to the studies of Deborah Burrell, who is a well-known psychological social worker, women managers tend to have more of a desire to build than a desire to win. So women are better team builders and relationship builders, according to these people.
I think there's plenty of women that are competitive. I don't know if I agree with that.
Well, that's your opinion, Andy.
Mm-hmm. I said,
and you want to be right.
I said, I think.
Ken Sundheim, president and founder of KAS Placement, says that when it comes to his business, he always relies on the women at his office to decipher the state of his relationship with a client or a candidate. Because, as I mentioned, the experts say that women are better at ascertaining emotional needs and emotional states. And one thing I found interesting with the Women to Watch article is that so many of these 10 women said that they just love to mentor their coworkers, and they're like not competitive. Bonnie Chevin Sandy said that she doesn't mind giving away any of her secrets because she's here to build up the industry. And I thought that was a big plus.
All right, well, we're going to put those tips online as well at asicentral.com/radio and check out the current issue of Advantages to find out more success secrets
it's
from
really
the
cool.
10 women to watch. It's a great issue for
yeah.
sure. All right, now comes the time where editors share their favorite products of the week. Andy Cohn, what's your favorite thing this
week? I get
to
lead us off. All
you
right.
Do.
Well, Joe talked about the importance of hitting up the market for people that are trying to get themselves in shape for the summer, right? Joe, mm-hmm. that's you, trying to get yourself in your Speedo. this item goes after that. So this is a 48-inch strength training band, and the bands are available in four colors and big one-location imprint, great for gyms, rehab centers, or even the wellness program market that so many companies are really getting into. So you can find the picture of the product online right now that Vinny put up there on the website. It comes from Ad Product Bazaar, and that's ASI 31522.
And what's good about them, you can take them on vacation with you, and when you're traveling on the road, if you don't have a chance to get to a spa or a gym, you can actually do it in your hotel room.
You have one in your little knapsack?
I do.
Okay, good.
All right, Joe, what's this?
This is a bike helmet. It doesn't fit on my head because I have the headphones on. Actually, there's a bike helmet, but the product is the skin that goes on top of the helmet. I think it's great because you're going to see a lot of charity bike rides coming up, triathlons where bike riding is part of it. So if any of your clients want to sponsor teams, they can put a logo on this, and throughout the route, anyone who's watching the race can see this. Also, a lot of municipalities are doing these bike rental programs where you can rent a bike, you pick mm-hmm. it up at one location, you can leave it at another location. If they provide a helmet, they can also provide a skin, and that the renter can take the skin with them. And finally, for beach resorts, towns, right. there's a lot of bike rentals, and you know, maybe adults aren't going to want to wear helmets, but the kids will, and you can actually put it, you know, some of the local businesses there can
That's a great idea.
Sponsor
this
skins and put it on there.
Very cool.
Oh, and it's from, I had it here someplace. It's online. Vinny has it.
All right. We'll put a picture and ASI number online for that product as well as the others. Michelle, what's your favorite product of the week?
Mine is from the TRG Group, which is ASI 90507, and it is a very swanky grommet tote. And grommets are really hot right now in fashion, and mm-hmm. I just think it's very fashion-forward, like it came right off the runway. It's available in about 13 colors that are awesome. And
what's your favorite color?
Actually, I like the avocado.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we have their contact information.
They can't just call it green?
They cannot, because it's fashion-forward. They have to come up with wacky names, like chartreuse.
Mango.
I just bought a grommet tote in Merlot.
Oh, God.
Case so check point. Out our website for the image and the contact information.
All right, Kathy, bring us home with your favorite product.
All right.
Better be a good one.
Well, it's cute. It's really cute. It's a silver graduation cap little key tag with a little, cute little tassel that hangs off of it. And, you know, graduations are coming up, so it would be a great product for classes in schools to give out. But I thought it would also be good in college recruitment programs because you could – give it to to prospects with class of and whatever year they'd be graduating. So I thought that was a cute idea. And it's from Good Fair Corp, ASI 576980.
All right, we're going to have all those products online at asicentral.com/radio. We are out of time today. Thanks, everyone, for listening, and thanks to today's I Promote You. And tune in next week when we're going to have more favorite things from all of our editors. Have a great week.